Bezal Shem Mizbuch, we begin Perek Asiya, the 10th chapter in the Rambam, Silchas Eidus, Laws of Testimony, Nesivah Shreib, the Book of Judges, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing those that apostle Eidus. In this Perek, we discuss specifically regarding that of the rush of the wicked person. As Rambam gives halachah regarding the prohibition of an aid that's a rasha. Harashayim psulim le'edus matar. Biblically, a wicked person is invalid to testify. Shnamak says the pasuk in Shemais. Atoshes yadchem rasha. Don't place your hand with a wicked person. Lias eidcham is to be a thieving witness, which simple translation means one thing. But from tradition they learned, Atoshes rasha eid. Don't place the wicked person as the witness. In other words, when it says Atoshes yadchem rasha, it means that you should not accept him as a witness. Generally means to say with a wicked person that's trying to harm you, but we're saying no, the rush himself, don't make him into the aid. Now even a valid witness that knows regarding his friend that he's wicked, but the judges do not recognize his wickedness, so even though this person is a kosher witness, he's not allowed to testify as with two, like a pair of witnesses, with the other witness, because although he himself is saying true testimony, but because he's combining with the other person, the nimtza zeh kosher, and it comes out that this valid person is violating the pasuk we said before. Heishes yod the imarosha. He's placing his hand with the wicked person. Until now, his testimony is going to be accepted because you're joining forces with him. And you don't have to say eid kosher when you have a valid witness through day beedus lachavida that he knows regarding testimony regarding his friend. But he knows that the second witness with him is a false witness, not just a wicked witness, a false witness. For sure he's not allowed to testify. Shalom says in the pasuk, Atoshes yadchem rasha, don't place your hand with the wicked person, meaning to testify together with someone who's wicked or a false witness. Halacha Beis defines now the rasha regarding those that are liable for lashes and the death penalty. So ezehu rasha, what's considered a wicked person that would be invalid for testimony? It's kol she'avad aveda shechayovna le'malkus. It's anyone who violates a sin that would create a liability of getting lashes. Zehu rasha u'pasal. That's a wicked person, and he's invalid for saying testimony. Shatei toider kara le'mechoy malkus, because the Torah calls someone that's liable for lashes rasha, a wicked person, like it says the pasuk in the bottom. V'hoya, and if it's going to be in bin ha'koyser rasha, that if he's a person that is going to be a wicked person that's going to be liable for the lashes. You don't have to say mechuyv mises bezdin. If someone's liable for the death penalty, of course you pasul. Of course he's invalid for testimony. Like it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar, Ashu rasha lamas, that is wicked to be killed. Halacha gimel, avad aveda shechayiv nala malkis natarib. So someone violates a negative prohibition that's liable for lashes from biblical law. That is a pasul natarib. Like we said, he's invalid from biblical law to testify. Now vimhoya chayiv shabam devreim. Now if the prohibition, the liability was rabbinic, or is it possible? So then it's going to be rabbinically invalidated to say testimony. So it depends. Someone eats meat of an animal with milk, which is a deraisa, or eats a non-properly slaughtered animal and vermin, similar types of things, explicit deraisa prohibitions, whether he ate it because of his desires, whether he ate it to anger God. Or he desecrated the first day of Yom Tov, which is biblical. Or he wore a forbidden mixture of wool and linen, which is combed, the tovo, your spawn, the nuz, or woven, which that's the contraction of the word shatnez, shua, tovo, venuz. How is the apostle Eidus in that tire? He's biblically going to be invalid from testifying because he violated a biblical commandment. But he ate chicken with milk, that of fowl with milk, which is only rabbinic. Or he violated the second day of Yom Tov in the diaspora, which is rabbinic, or he wore a garment of wool, that in the garment got lost a thread of linen, or similar types of things. Since these are rabbinic violations, he's going to be rabbinically invalidated to testify. Now, Kfar Menino, we already counted in Halacha Sanhedrin Perkites, Kol Aveiro, any sin, that one would be liable for lashes, which again would be invalidating him as a rasha. We already went through in specifics in every single mitzvah, those which are biblically prohibited and those which are rabbinically prohibited, and that would be differentiating, like we said, what's biblical, what's rabbinic. Now, Halacha Dalet continues regarding those who are Rishon, regarding violating Isurim relating to monetary law from the Torah. But yes, Sham Rishon, now there are also wicked people, Shem Psun Le'edis, that are invalid for testimony. Although their liability is that they have to pay up money, and they're not getting lashes. We spoke about lashes and mises bezin. They don't get lashes. But Since they take money that's not theirs with thievery, so psulin, they're going to be invalid because they're suspected regarding taking money and falsely testifying. Shlomik says in the pasuk in the bottom, when it's going to stand up against you a thieving witness in regarding a man, this is invalid. For example, haganovim, robbers, vachamsanim, is someone who grabs the object from the owner forcibly, even if he pays him for the object. Even if he returns and he repents, still pasul edus me'esha gona b'gazel. He's invalid from testifying from the moment that he steals or from when he robs until you know definitively that the person did tshuva totally and repented, as the Rambam is going to explain later on in Perkei Beis Halacha Daled. But he's invalid the moment that he commits his sin. And v'chein eid zaymim, so too if someone is a false witness. Though someone said, how could you have testified this? You were with us in a certain place when you're claiming you were somewhere else. And then he gets punished. He has to now pay what he tried incriminating the defendant. And he paid. Still, he's still invalid biblically for all types of testimony, even though he paid the penalty of Hazama. Now, when it becomes invalid, the moment he testified this false testimony in court, even though he wasn't yet caught in his crime, and Hazam had done to him on that testimony, only until many days later, because the moment he testified was when he was wicked, and therefore at that point already it's forbidden to place a hand with a wicked person. So too, if someone loaned on interest, where the lender or the borrower, they're both invalid for testifying, because since the lust for money caused them to violate law, so he's like, hey, Thomas. Now, if they made a set amount of interest that they're charging, that's harim psulim atari. That's a biblical violation, and that therefore they're biblically invalidated for being witnesses. But if they only did what's called the dust of ribbis, which is not the explicit biblical prohibition, it's just things that are related to ribbis, harim psulim atari, that's going to be only rabbinically invalidated from being a witness. Now we talk about those that are rasham regarding rabbinic prohibitions as relates to money. So if someone violates the rabbinical prohibition of robbery, so he's going to be rabbinically invalidated to testify. So hakamsanim, those that extort, that take other people's objects. Meaning, they take the owner's properties or his movable items against the willingness of the owner. Although they give the monies, they're going to be rabbinically still invalidated to testify, even though he gave the money, and it's not the biblical gezela, still rabbinically he's invalidated. Shepherds, whether shepherds of small livestock, like sheep, or whether shepherds of large livestock, like cows, shel atma, wins their own stuff, they're invalid to be witnesses. Why is that? Why is the shepherd automatically of his own animals invalidated? Shechaskasim, because the presumption is that they always have, they stretch out their hands in robbery. How so? Because they let their animals live to go graze in the fields and the orchards of other people. Therefore, in general, a unspecific shepherd is possible, isn't invalid to be a witness because of gezel, like we said, which is even gezel shadavreim invalidates. Now, regarding those who have, they bring up small livestock in Eretz Yisrael, even if they only remain in their own courtyards, in their own homes, and they don't have them graze in other people's fields, psulin, they're going to be invalid. The reason for that is because it's not really possible to totally protect it, that it doesn't go to other people's fields and they escape for a moment and cause a loss. Aval b'chutzlaretz, but if they have small livestock out of Eretz Yisrael, then k'sherin, then they're going to be kosher, because the gzeirah is only in Eretz Yisrael because of yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that it shouldn't be harming the plantations in Eretz Yisrael. Now, umutel gadol b'hem agas b'chol makom. Now, that's regarding small livestock, differentiating between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And this is regarding having these animals, not being a shepherd even, just owning these animals, because of the harm that it causes. But you're allowed to have large livestock b'chol makom in any place, even Eretz Yisrael, because you could protect it, first of all, that it shouldn't damage, unlike small animals that they escape. And also, you need these animals for carrying loads and for working, and therefore, they never made a gzeira on those types of animals. And going back to the people that are rabbinically invalidated, so to those who buy the taxes of the year from the king, and then he collects it on his own from every single individual, they're also, we presume that they're invalid, because their presumption is that they usually take actually more than the amount that the government had said that they could collect. And they take the extra to themselves, and therefore they're like gazlanim, like thieves. Avogaboy Minas HaMelech, which is similar but different. The attendant of the taxes for the king, meaning the king appoints them to collect from their fellow Jews, but they don't buy the rights from the king, that they get it. It's just collecting for the king. Stumam, their unspecific presumption is kshem, that they are valid, because it's no vested money over here. He's not taking anything for himself. Now, v'mnoide shalokul, but if you find out that they took afilo pamachas, even one time, yosem nerolam ligbus, more than what it was appropriate for them to collect for the king, well, then how do you assume? Then they are invalid because of what they're doing, taking other people's monies. So too, those people who have doves fly in the settled areas, psulim are invalid. Why? Because the presumption is they steal other people's doves for gratis, meaning they teach doves to catch and attract doves from other people's dovecots, which then they fly with their doves back to his house, thus stealing other people's doves. So too, the merchants of the Shemitah year, which these are people that sit and don't do any work. But for Kimish Shabbat Shabbat, once it comes to Shemitah year, which then everything is hefker, what they do is push me dayim, they stretch out their hands, they start gathering all the hefker payers, and they start doing business with this produce. Because the presumption is of those who start gathering all the Shemitah produce, and they do business with it, which is a prohibition in the Torah, and thus we see they're sinning here regarding monetary law. So too, someone who plays around with these bones or these stones that they play around with, trying their luck, some type of a gambling, and but this is also specifically shleitile umanus elohu, that this is the only profession that he has, where he doesn't do anything but gamble. Since he's not engaged in the settled part of the world, he doesn't have a job, doesn't have anything that he's busy with. So the presumption is that he's consuming that which he's getting from the gambling, which is a dust of robbery, because really the guy who's losing doesn't really want to give it, and it's really like stealing on some level. And it's not only with these with the dice that is a problem. Even if he gambles with nutshells or with pomegranate shells, it doesn't have to be designated dice. Whatever it is also included in this problem. And then it wasn't said specifically those who have the doves, flying the doves to catch other people's doves. Rather, any type of, because they used to have this the dove races, which is a type of a gambling. But even if people play around with animals or wild animals or birds, and he says, whoever's with a horse racing, whoever's horse gets there first, or where, let's say, the dog fights, whichever animal wins the other one, that owner is going to take both of the animals. Anything that's similar to these types of activities that would invalidate him from testimony. But it's only if this is the only profession that he has, is this gaming around that he had. How do you apostle? That's someone who's going to be invalid. But again, all these are psulim devarim, are rabbinically invalid. Halacha hey continues regarding what happens if he violates a monetary prohibition, but that the owner is not particular about that. So Aris, let's say you have a sharecropper who he works in the field and he gets a certain amount of percentage of the yield. Shalakach davar mu'ut min ha'peiros. He took a little bit from the produce shebikru that had matured b'mei nisan v'mei tishrei in the spring and on the fall. Koidim shitegama malachtam, before the work had been finished. Okay, then even though he took without the awareness of the owner of the field, in a ganav, he's not a thief. Meaning, because he does what's called, he's meir heter to himself. He rationalizes. He says, look, I'm busy doing all the work, and of course I'm allowed to take a little bit from the field as I'm busy. Because in contrast, if let's say it was already nigma malach, that the work was already finished, then there wouldn't be any heter, and that would be a straight up thievery, and he would be invalid. But here, where it's not a ganav, and because Leidus is going to be kosher for testimony, because the owner of the field is not so particular about him, because ultimately he's a sharecropper and he's taking very little. And anything similar like that, that wouldn't be considered someone who is a sinner regarding money, and it would be kosher to be an aide.